Good day, everyone. This is Daryl Archer, and welcome to the Natural Choice Network, a local platform and meeting place where sustainable living comes live. Naturalchoice.net and the Natural Choice Network web companion guide have many great ways for a conscious community to connect, to stay up to date on green resources, natural health, natural food, and mind spirit. And you can also stay connected with me right here, the first and second Tuesdays at 12:30 on Alternative Talk 1150. Well, today's guest is going to help us in many ways today, because if you're feeling out of sorts, feel like you can't get connected, feel that you're just absorbing a lot of frustrations that you just can't seem to let go of, that we're just going to open up our hearts and welcome Robin Alexis, the host of Mystic Radio that airs on KKNW on Wednesdays at noon Pacific time. And it's a live call-in show. And I'm going to give you that number right now, 888-298-5569. And remember, from Wednesdays from noon to one. So welcome Robin Alexis to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Robin. Well, you've written books and you just seem to be tuned in, and especially with Mount Shasta and you know, being a Seattle light as well. And that I think that right now that people are really struggling for reemergence, and it's like their heart shriveled in the last year because we haven't had contact, and it's been about fear.
Yeah, it's been very, very kind of off-putting. I mean, I recently had the opportunity to go visit a couple of friends I haven't seen for about 4 months. And they're very dear friends. They're very easy people to be around. And yet, as I was going over to their house, I actually felt some anxiety because I hadn't been around anybody except for my husband and the three cats. So I pulled over on the side of the road for a minute, and I just, you know, did some deep breathing and talked myself through it and said, you know, maybe this is a normal reaction to an abnormal time that we're in, but either way, we're going to face our fears and we're going to go over. So I went over to their house and I told them when I got there that I had been anxious. And they laughed and said that they've been feeling the same way before they go out anyplace too. So yeah, I think we're kind of all thrown off our rockers a little bit on how to go about being present to ourselves and each other.
Well, you know, and that's a good thing, because it's, you know, when you lose a habit or suddenly, you know, everything is like removed, your normal rituals and routines and going to work and your kids going to school and your husband and, you know, going out, even walking the dog now, it's like, do we mask the dogs, you know? Is that this whole reemergence, we've never been here, and we don't have really any guidelines about what that looks like, because it's so individual. But I'm sure that there are things that we can offer people and you know, how to get connected. That was great about, you know, pulling off to the side and addressing the anxiety, because it is, it's like, you know, what, they're my dear friends and yet I'm anxious with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think openly owning your experience and just taking that pause and reevaluating and giving yourself permission. So like, if I had pulled over on the side of the road and my intuition was, you know what, you're just not ready for this encounter, I would have called them and said, you know what, I'm halfway to your house. I pulled over on the side of the road, but I'm feeling like I'm just not ready. And they are such dear friends. They would have said, okay. And so I think giving ourselves permission to experience really the opportunities that are coming our way as a result of the whole COVID pandemic, it's a wonderful place to just stop and tune in and figure out, is this the way I want to be? And if it is the way you want to be, then just kind of put your big girl pants on or your big boy pants on and say, okay, it's uncomfortable, but I'm still going to do it because that's my intuition.
Well, that's great. And it's like honoring where you are and honoring whatever intuition says, stay, go, you know, sit here for 10 minutes, then go, or sit here for 10 minutes and return home. But I think that we've lost that connection to, you know, ourself and trusting our intuition and how we handle life and things in general. Do you feel that way?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it brings me even to the idea of whether people are going to make a decision to get the vaccine or not. To me, that's a very, very private decision that people need to make. And if they're not getting that inner prompting that, okay, I'm nervous, but I'm still going to do this and feel what I need to feel, you know, maybe they do need to take a little bit of a pause. It could be a day, it could be a week, it could be a month, could be they'll never get it. But I think we're at a point where we all need to pause and we need to contemplate intentionally, mindfully, what experiences are we willing to have under these types of circumstances.
I think that that's a great point is, you know, what drama do you want to play in or what, you know, circumstances, because people, when they emerge, we are uncomfortable and we send out that vibe and that, you know, that armoring and we're not our welcoming selves. We have a lot of trepidation and, you know, suspicion about, you know, what am I really feeling? And people who don't have good boundaries don't recognize what's their stuff and what's someone else's. And I think we can get into a lot of trouble with that.
Absolutely. And I think to really come back to the point of accountability, where we understand that we do live in a quantum universe, therefore all things are possible. And what is it that we want to consciously intend to be our created possibilities? And I think too, like you just said about boundaries, is when, for example, when I pulled over on the side of the road, I didn't think to do it then, but I'm thinking of it right now. I could have asked myself, is this energy I'm feeling mine, someone else's, or a combination of energy? Because it could be that because there's such a collective consciousness of anxiety that I might have just felt into that and pulled over on the side of the road. I did not go into that for myself in that moment, but now that I'm thinking about it, if I got that uncomfortable again, I would sort out within myself, is this my energy, someone else's, or a combination? Because if it's not our energy, we can just give it back to whoever it belongs to and sit with our own choices.
Well, I think that's a really good and valid point of, you know, determining, you know, what's ours and whatnot. And I don't know about you, but, you know, I drive a lot. And sometimes there are places you drive by and go, ooh, that just doesn't feel good. And I thought, oh, well, that's not really mine. I bless it and release it and continue on my journey. But sometimes if we haven't really been asking our intuition, or we're just feeling like stuck in our world, is like in, you know, our little small square box is, you know, not no longer the round earth, but a square box. We haven't practiced, so we don't know what that is anymore. So is there any like guidelines that you use? Like you said, you know, you ask yourself, you know, is this mine? If it's not, you know, I'd like to return it to the sender. Is there any other guidelines that you can give to people about, you know, calling in? Because we are globally connected and we're all interconnected, and what we say and feel affects everybody in that field. But sometimes that field, if you don't have good boundaries, you'll pick up and take that person's energy and thoughts and claim them as your own, and then get home thinking after you've left their presence going, geez, that didn't feel like me at all.
Right. And I think one of the key things we can do for ourselves is assess on an individual basis, how is it that we know that we know that we know something? Because my way of knowing might be different than yours.
Right.
And so it's important to gain clarity on our own clarity, because once we have that vibrational field around us and we know what it feels like when we can trust ourselves to know our own knowing, then we can begin to develop a boundary, because we can sense and intuit the difference.
Right. Well, we need to take a break right now, but we'll come back and pick that up about what we can do and how everybody can listen to their own or even practice a little bit before they start the reemerging so that they get their boundaries in check so that they feel safer and relaxed and can gather themselves back. So we'll join you in just a minute after these short messages.
Are you struggling with fear and anxiety? Are you ready for a real breakthrough? Dr. Schaub at the Fear and Anxiety Solution can help you face your fears. Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough and Empowerment Program is a multidisciplinary approach that can help you get unstuck and harness your full potential. Start your healing today. Call the Fear and Anxiety Solution at 206-323-2762 or go to naturalchoice.net, keyword Fear and Anxiety Solution.
Confused about all your supplement choices? The highly trained staff at GNC Factoria can help you select the right products. Whether you're looking for solutions to weight loss, muscle gain, sleep issues, stress relief, or other conditions, we're here to help you improve your health and quality of life. As part of the biggest and most established national retail chain, GNC Factoria offers competitive pricing. Besides helping our customers, we also believe in giving back to the community. Support your health. Support your community. Give GNC Factoria Mall a call at 425-401-9066 or go to naturalchoice.net, keyword search GNC.
The American Cancer Society estimates that 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with invasive breast cancer. Knowledge is powerful and early detection is key. Thermography provides the earliest sign that a breast cancer is forming years before other procedures. It's 100% safe, no radiation, no body contact. Thermography is an essential addition to any woman's healthcare, now recommended to start at age 20. Ladies, we don't have to wait until we are told we have breast cancer. Early detection and intervention is possible. Call Body Life Imaging about this life-saving technology. 425-440-0404 or go to naturalchoice.net and keyword search Body Life, one word.
Conversation you won't find on the rest of the dial. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hi, this is Neil Buckland.
This is James Cheng, but we're from Shenzhen Tea.
And you're listening to Natural Choice Network.
Alternative Talk 1150.
We're back with Robin Alexis, and we were talking about setting boundaries for reemerging into our work life and going out. Things are opening up. You can even go to outdoor dining and outdoor things and setting those boundaries of what's yours, like you and I, we ask, is this ours? It's like, oh, gee, that doesn't feel like something I would say or feel. And that the strongest energy around us is oftentimes what we pick up and then project back out as ours, when in fact, it's not.
Yeah, you know, another technique I use is when I'm at home, which is where I work from, my field is very expanded. My aura is quite large. But before I go out, like to the post office or someplace else, I like to kind of tuck my aura in so that I'm not walking out there wide open. And that's another method that people could utilize. And I think too, sometimes having a crystal with you in your pocket or, you know, coming home and knowing that you're going to perhaps use an essential oil or smudge the house or you, whatever it is, just become really cognizant of the feeling of your own essence when it feels clean. And if people are having trouble with that idea, think about like what it feels like to go into the kitchen when it's got a bunch of dirty dishes, and then what it feels like to go into the kitchen when it's all nice and neat and tidy. And then bring that into your own understanding of your own womb space, your own room space inside yourself that you function from.
I think that's a really good idea. I like the analogy of the kitchen, especially if somebody else cleaned it up for you, is good too.
Yeah, that's, I like that plan. Yeah.
Well, and that's a good idea. Oftentimes it's like, you know, when you get out of the shower, you feel clean, you're getting dressed, you're in a really nice place to take, you know, a couple minutes to go, oh, you know, it's like, this is who I am. I often tell people, you know, you can put a bubble around you or think of some time where you absolutely felt wonderful, that you felt empowered and happy, and take that out and step into that mm-hmm. feeling so it becomes a part of you and that you can check back. It's like, oh, okay, I'm not, you know, onto that level of feeling great all the time, but it could be there more often if I practice. And mm-hmm. I think that that's really what people are needing to do is, like, you know, regain some of their spiritual practices or their emotional balancing stuff. And you know, parents right now with, you know, the kids home a lot more, you know, the dogs, everybody is, you know, in this space 24/7. And so just disconnecting from their energy a little bit. And I say, you know, put that bubble around you, take them where they can have theirs, where everybody has their space and time and whatnot, so that when we go out, we're centered and grounded before we leave the house.
Yeah. We're basically talking about mindfulness tools and, you know, how is it that you want to experience yourself? Whether you're at home or whether you're out in the world, to know how to manage your own energy, which I like that you were just mentioning spiritual tools and practices. As we are reemerging, we may need to pull some spiritual toolkits out of that old psychic pouch of ours and utilize things that we haven't used for a long time.
Wear that pouch around your neck or put it in your pocket. And that's true. Sometimes, you know, like for me, sometimes I love the smell of like a sweet orange and it makes me feel just so happy. And so I have a little essential oil that I carry in the car with a little cotton ball and a couple like Ziploc bags. And I just open it up and I think, oh, that feels so yummy. And I instantly feel just grounded and balanced and feel happy. Or, you know, vanilla is another one. But I think that we need to really bring in, you know, into our senses, you know, the not only sight, but our sound, but smell is so powerful that what it can instantly do to us. And not only just in our house, but even in our car, having something that just makes us feel calmer. And we may have to change, you know, like from our pine thing to, you know, like a vanilla or whatever your favorite essence is to bring that out in the world as you reemerge.
Yeah, and the oil I really like to use is frankincense. If I'm really feeling startled, which can happen to me just reading a text, I don't even need to be around someone. You know, I'm really sensitive to energetics behind the decision that somebody is, you know, doing or being. And so if I get like upset or I feel off kilter, if I put the frankincense on the tip of my tongue and then hold my tongue to the roof of my mouth, for like 15 seconds, that'll help calm me down. I also really like to put essential oils in my navel. My understanding is that when I do that, it goes to every vein in my body instantly because it follows the whole, you know, umbilicus frequency. And then the other place I really love to put oils, and I do it a lot, is on my feet. And my understanding is that when you put essential oils on your feet, within 17 seconds, it goes to every cell in your body. So if you're looking for a quick turnaround, working with essential oils is wonderful. And I think sweet orange is a great one to use for what you're talking about.
Well, you know, and even a diffuser in the house for the whole family. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like I like cinnamon if I need a little boost of energy and lemon if I want my brain to work a little faster than it has been without coffee.
I better get some of that. My brain has really been very like quiet since Saturday. I've noticed it just, it's like, what is it doing? Is it resetting or what is it doing? So I'm going to try some lemon when the show's over and see what happens to my head.
try that. And sometimes just even a couple slices where you walk in the kitchen or something yellow, like in feng shui, when I go to people's houses, like, you know, if you're feeling, you know, lethargic, bring out some, if you have some lemons or a yellow table runner or if you have a couple yellow pillows that you haven't used, just a splash that you don't need a lot because it's very intense, but it's good to activate the brain. And it's also very good for our self-esteem to lift us, you know, up, and where we can go, oh, okay. And you find yourself that you lift up your rib cage and you take a deep breath, and breath is how we can change our chemistry and turn on those feel good, you know, flood the body chemicals, like you were saying, you know, putting it on your navel or that, or, you know, your third eye, just even smelling it. For some people, if they, you know, if they can have it touch their skin, is another great way.
Yeah, I think just anything that honors the sensual body is going to encourage us to focus on what gives us joy. So sometimes I suggest to people that they make a list of, like, say, 10 things they like to hear and 10 things they like to smell and so on and so forth, so that you can train your senses to trust that you are intending to bring it joy. And I think that us living in joy is what we're all here to do. So the more we can create that, however we go about it, is a great idea.
Well, I like that, you know, 10 ideas. I thought, you know, it would be a fun exercise is to, you know, give, you know, your spouse, maybe not 10, but like 5, this is fun and these are fun things, and exchange your list and with the kids and say, okay, have them do, you know, one thing on your list for you a day and one for them, you know, kind of alternate.
Wow,
that we can make it a game.
That is fabulous.
Where, you know, it can be a game and you can play and everybody gets to be interactive and think of, like, oh, I wonder if she would like this, where it brings that energy back to the house. And it's like, okay, when you're driving, remember all those driving games we used to do as kids? It's like, okay,
yes.
How many things did you see, cars that were yellow, or how many, you know,
Volkswagens.
Right. Exactly. You know, and to engage in that playfulness opens the heart, because when our heart is kind of like, you know, feeling a little downtrodden, we have to encourage it and play and joy and love and just, you know, like you say, you're being quiet. It's another way sometimes to open up. It's like, geez, what do I need? Maybe quiet is my joy place for this week.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you said that, because I was actually having a judgment on my very answer that I did need to be quiet. So I was feeling like, you know, I got to get the whip out, because no, you've got to do this, you got to do that. And I'm like, just looking at what I quote unquote got to do. And it's like, I have no energy for that. And so probably because of the way I was raised, and a lot of us were raised, it was like, you weren't allowed to think like that. You had to get up and do it no matter what.
Right. And, you know, again, we've come to the place where we need to take a break here and play some messages here, and then we will return.
During turbulent times or life transition, it is comforting to have guidance. Get in touch with your angels and guides. Liz MacDonald at Channeled Angel Readings is a spiritual channel. She can offer thorough, concise, and specific information to help you gain inner knowledge and self-awareness. Understand, reveal, and unblock your past issues, fears, and blockages. Call Liz at 206-367-5683 today to get your reading, or go to naturalchoice.net. Keyword search, Angel Readings.
Catherine Larson at Inner Source Counseling has over 30 years' experience providing mental health care. She believes that therapy is a personal journey. Her mission is to offer guidance to those who are dedicated to their personal healing. Sessions are conducted in an atmosphere of warmth, openness, and respect. Catherine works with children, adults, and couples to help them find the most effective path for healing. Start your healing today. Call 206-933-1710. Or go to naturalchoice.net. Keyword search, Inner Source Counseling.
Do you want to feel free and at peace from past hurt and trauma? Do you want to feel happy and satisfied with your relationships? Let Optimal Life Wellness Center help you gain more energy, motivation, and happiness in your life. Be inspired and empowered. Actualize your most authentic self. call Optimal Life Wellness Center at 425-646-2778. Or go to naturalchoice.net. Keyword search, Optimal Life.
An alternative to everything else on your radio dial. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hi, this is Tom Palladino with Scalar Energy Healing. You're listening to the Natural Choice Network on Alternative Talk 1150.
I'm back with Robin Alexis. And Robin, what would you like to leave our audience with today?
Let's see here. You know that the love your children experience with you is how they will perceive their own God, Goddess self. So I think it's really important to establish a legacy of love in whatever way. If it's honoring the sensual body, that's great. If it's having people feel safe to make a decision to take a mental health day or a mental health hour, we all need to do whatever we need to do to manage our own energy and feel comfortable being our God, Goddess selves.
Perfect. So how can people get a hold of you?
If you would like to learn more about me and my services, you can go to robinalexis.com. And on that website, I have 3 Reiki healing portals you can go to 24/7, and you can access the healing that comes from those anytime that you want. So I do encourage people to visit the website. And then, of course, join me for Mystic Radio on Wednesdays on KKNW at noon Pacific.
All righty. Well, again, everything has flown by so quickly on this show today. And Robin, again, thank you. And you can also contact Robin, look her up on the Natural Choice Network. And look up Robin Alexis, Intention and Connection, for today's show. And you'll also find hundreds of other great resources and valuable information for you to make the best choices for you, your family, and your community. So be sure and check it out. Again, thank you, Robin.
Thank you. This was fun.
And a big thanks to our listeners for joining us today. And as you know, our choices create our experiences, and collectively our experiences create our community. So online, on print, on air, thank you for making the natural choice.